Easy with a high 78.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hey, it's Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'm excited to be in the house today.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes. So we have a great show for you because we have the one, the only Larry O'Neill in the house. I know.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yes, the crowd goes wild because everyone knows Larry O'Neill. He is going to talk to us today about landscaping and how to make a great curb appeal.
Super important.
Yes, and we're entering into spring, and we're springing forward this week. So what a better topic than to talk about landscaping and, you know, prepping our yards and getting ready for spring and summer, because I know that my place needs it pretty bad.
And I don't want to talk about the 1 hour of sleep that I'm going to lose. I just rather avoid that whole conversation.
I'm all about springing forward. I think most.
Well, you could go to bed an hour early.
Shut up, AJ.
There's guys doing the math. Yeah.
Stop making sense, AJ.
I mean that in a loving, caring way.
Yes, we've known each other for a long time.
Yes, we have.
We've always liked each other about the same.
Yes, we'll hug it out later.
Group hug later. Yes, but I've got an issue with dollar weed taking over my my grass.
Larry? Dollar weed is, everybody's bad guy weed, except for if you live in Massachusetts, where they sell it as a perennial or as an annual. They sell it as they're selling it for $8 a container. Or if you live in Jamaica, you know, where they grow it as a lawn, or if you want to make a salad because it's edible. But us people in this area,
it's edible.
It's edible.
So I could go out my yard.
You can eat it. It's nutritious. It has a lot of vitamins. Yes. Bioflavor.
I'm still not eating it. I know what my dog does on it. I'm not eating it.
That's a very good reason. I think there was an old rock and roll song up there where the Eskimos go, "Don't eat the yellow snow." But the same thing with dollar weed.
Yes.
You know?
Dollar weed. Well, you know, yeah.
The best way to get rid of it is right now because it's really actively growing. It's coming
it
out. Right. And how the herbicides work, they're metabolic poisons. And so when the plant comes out of dormancy, it's really vigorous. It's going. It's absorbing water. It's absorbing nutrients.
It has a higher absorption rate. Is that correct?
Right, right. So it's in the high gear. So if you put an herbicide out, this is going to be the optimum time.
Okay, so what should I buy to get rid of it?
If you have dollar weed, Celsius is one of the best things to get rid of it. It's a little expensive. It's a commercial product. You can get it online, or you can go to
Amazon.
Yes, Amazon. You can get it. There's plenty of places to sell it online. It is a commercial product. You buy one bottle, it's about $125, but it'll last you probably 5 years.
Oh, I don't want to spend that much for a weed.
Very, very little. But you can use it. If you use it three times a year, it's effective.
Is the retail granular stuff we get at Home Depot and Lowe's?
You can't buy it at Home Depot and Lowe's. Now, I take it back. There is some other herbicides now that are being put in the weed and seed, some of the commercial grade stuff. So there's other varieties, but Celsius is one of the best.
Is the best. Okay.
Because, getting rid of dollar weed in St. Augustine is a little bit hazardous because a lot of the herbicides that you use on dollar weed will negatively affect the St. Augustine. And this is the most friendly herbicide with St. Augustine because even in high temperatures, a lot of pest control companies, I'm a licensed pest control operator, that the herbicide they won't use on dollar weeds or pretty much anyone during the middle of summer because it's temperature sensitive. you know, when you put herbicide on St. Augustine in the middle of summer. Well, Celsius doesn't have that effect. So I'm a big believer in it. Just make sure you follow directions, and it will maybe one or two applications, you know, and you should be good. And the main thing is you got to follow the directions. Many people miss the directions. And not too much, not too little.
And that's perfect. Coming from a man.
Following directions.
I wasn't going to follow him anyway, but I let him talk on. I know best.
Following directions is, you know, is a good thing. But it's another broadleaf herbicide, so it kills a lot of weeds. You know, you can use it on other types of weeds. But weed control is very important right now. And then you could follow with maybe a little bit of pre-emergent in the lawn. And pre-emergent is the, you know, herbicide is classified into two different groups. Pre-emergent, which is kills the seeds before
they germinate.
Before they germinate, the germinating root. And then then also the post-emergent. And the pre-emergent, you can put that on now, maybe Spectacle G or any pre-emergent, pre-M, you can get at a local hardware store or Home Depot.
But shouldn't we at the same time be also providing our lawns a pre-fertilizer? While we're taking out the weeds, shouldn't we also be feeding the grass at the same time?
You can do the same thing consecutively, but technically you're not the most technical sense. I know people are time sensitive, but the ideal thing is herbicide separate from weed and feed.
Okay.
Right, but
sure.
You go to the store, it's all weed and feed, but because it's efficient. You know what I mean? It's efficient to put your weed and feed down at the same time. But if you want to improve the overall principal health of the lawn, you know, you put down the fertilizer.
We are both from the OC in Southern California.
Right.
Larry's also from the OC.
You're so gangster when you say OC.
OC. That's the way we say it back at home, correct?
Right, right. And you didn't even give your gang symbol. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, that's the way we talk. And we say SoCal and In-N-Out Burger. And
In-N-Out Burger. And what was the other thing? Pop and Taco.
Pop and Taco.
Pop and Taco. Remember them?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Winchell's
yeah.
Donuts.
Yeah. Winchell's Donuts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a couple glazed.
And so I'm used to having like a stellar type of lawn. Everybody has green
lawns out there.
Yeah, and everybody goes, and everybody is like, oh, well, there's a water shortage. I tell you what, nobody cares in Southern California because their grass has to be green.
Right, right.
You know, you compete with your neighbor. It's like, it's a big deal. Your lawn has to be perfect. And what I found when I moved here is that's almost, I feel, impossible here. So I'm looking for that trick that you can tell me, you know, so what I should do first is kill my dollar weed.
Right.
And then feed the grass.
Right.
After.
Right. Kill your weeds. You know.
Now, how long does that take?
About a week or two, and then you can apply the fertilizer.
So I can wait 10 days.
Right.
And then feed the grass after.
Right.
Now, should I cut it super short?
No, that's the main problem. You must be mind reading.
St. Augustine grass is actually kind of a vine type of.
It's a stolen.
So I have St. Augustine, so I was thinking of cutting it super short.
No, this is the biggest mistake people make about St. Augustine, because St. Augustine is, you know, very, very drought tolerant. When it's more drought tolerant, it's not one of the most drought tolerant, but it's more drought tolerant when it's cut long, because what St. Augustine happens to St. Augustine is when you cut it short, you reduce the size of the roots. Let's say St. Augustine roots are normally 24 inches. You cut it down to about an inch, its roots go to maybe 5 to 6 inches. So if we have following maybe in 4 weeks, we have a 90-day drought. You wonder why your grass is not responding or not doing well. That's part of the reason. Your grass, don't cut it short. 3 to 4 inches tall is what it should be.
We'll talk about, you know, cellular molecules and photosynthesis and chlorophyll and mitochondria. All good stuff. Going on with that here in a minute.
All right.
I'm going to go deep.
Go deep. Deeper.
Well, we are here on Rapid Fire Real Estate talking about landscaping and curb appeal today, because we're getting ready to spring forward. So we want you to stay with us, because we've got more with Larry O'Neill. And you're listening to Anita Hiles on WBOB.
That's right. And if you'd like to get in the conversation, you have some questions for Larry or Anita, or David. Just give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate right here on Talk Radio WBOB, AM 600 or FM 101.1. It's Talk Radio in Jacksonville.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. Welcome back, and we've got a great show for you. We are talking to Larry O'Neill from larrysgarden.com, and he is the man to go to here in town. A lot of people know Larry O'Neill, and we're proud to have him today. We're talking about, since we're springing forward this week, we want to talk about what we can do to our lawns and what type of flowers we should be planting and getting that great curb appeal so that way I could list and sell your home.
That's exactly what we're talking about. How can we make this thing look great so that your house sells?
That's right, because most homes are bought at the curb. That is the true statement right there, is that I'm guilty of that. Back in California, I drove past a house with the realtor. She took us to another house, and we drove past this nice home that had great curb appeal. And I said, I want to buy this. Get us in this home. And she did. We got in. I bought it. I didn't even walk the place. As soon as I walked in, I said, I want this place. And most homes are bought at the curb. People will judge a home by its cover.
Absolutely. I've lost sales because people were unwilling to spend the money to get their yards looking the way that it
and
should.
And it really
doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much. It doesn't take
pine
much.
Straw does so much. just doing that or some type of ground coverage makes all the difference in the way that people see your home. And it creates a great depth of field and when someone's looking at it. So, and I'm sure Larry's got great ideas.
Yeah, a little
ideas.
Bit of mulch. Yeah. Feed the lawn.
Flowers. Color.
How about just mowing it?
Mowing's always a nice touch. That's good.
Mowing is very important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, just keeping it simple sometimes is all you need to do. But there's people like myself that like a little extra touch. I like having that, being from California, we like having the perfect lawn.
Yes.
The little white picket fence.
The beautiful Bermuda grass.
And I'm not happy with my lawn right now or my curb appeal. And so I want to step it up. So whatever you tell me today, I'm going to be out there this weekend. I promise you that.
I've done so many pre-sales, makeovers. And some of the things you need to do if you're thinking about selling your house is make sure the fence looks straight and get the fence repaired. I worked with a couple of clients that were selling their house in Arlington when the real estate crisis was happening and no one could sell a house, sold a house in 1 week. But some of the key things that I recommend them and we worked with other persons is that fix a walkway. Make sure the walkway is nice and wide and open. So if you're going to spend money on some
pressure washing
reconstruction, the driveway, making sure the driveway is nice, and then reducing the shrubs. Some of the times the shrubs are overgrown, so you can have a reduction below the window. And so if you wanted to have a shrub, let's say 2 foot when it, at maturation at the end of the season, you probably want to, cut it down to about 1.5 feet. And they will cover from that right now because the temperature's to their favor and a good amount of fertilizer and water, and they'll look nice and brand new. Good mulch. Cut out your, if you're trimming out your flower beds and reconstructing your flower beds, because a lot of times the lawn maintenance people go out of whack, cutting those out again and making sure they're nice. And using those pieces of sod to plug in the lawn if there's any dead spots. And that was one of the key things that we did. Reduction of the shrubs, fixing the fence, making sure the fence was straightened up. We actually put a new driveway in because the driveway looked like someone had dropped a wrecking ball on it. But, that made a big difference.
Yeah, or just power washing, too, makes a huge difference.
Power
the sidewalk,
washing,
the driveway,
painting,
and sometimes the house.
Right. And then making the grass green is, getting rid of the weeds. Weeds really don't affect the health of the grass, but they're very unsightly. And then getting the fertilizer on. Right now, if you want to put some fertilizer on, this is the ideal opportunity, great weather, and getting the grass to fill in and look healthy, green. I'd start out with myself, plenty of Mill Organite. It's relatively inexpensive, and it's a long stretch. You're going to make the soil much more healthier for the grass. And if you're keeping the house, if you're doing it yourself, put some Mill Organite, then some maybe something in the 20s in nitrogen for the St. Augustine, and then maybe follow up with another application in maybe 2 to 3 weeks, and it should be lush and green and completely recovered.
In your opinion, what is the best grass to grow here in Northeast Florida?
Well, I'm a fan of Zoysia. It's Zoysia grass is, more like Bermuda, and it's that fine texture, and it's easy to walk on. It takes a lot of traffic. It's low fertilizer, and it takes a lot less water. Zoysia can go 90 days at 86 degrees with no water. And it will turn brown, but it will come back green. It can go. See, one thing about St. Augustine and other grasses like Bahia, what delineates St. Augustine makes it sets it apart from all these other grasses, Zoysia, Bahia. Bahia wants more water than St. Augustine. But one of the unique things about that grass is that St. Augustine does not have the ability to go dormant in heat. So St. Augustine continues to grow even though we're having a drought. Well, Bahia and Zoysia and Bermuda will shut off. They'll shut down and try to save water. So Zoysia, is a better grass in far. It doesn't get as many diseases. It's a low input for fertilizer. Doesn't need as much water. And you can mow it less. I mean, if you get a super dwarf on a Zoysia, you can mow every 3 weeks.
Now, how popular is that grass, Larry?
I'm making it very, very popular.
Well, the thing is, because most people here have used or are using St. Augustine, right?
Right, right. The biggest mistake is that when they transition from St. Augustine to Zoysia, they don't change the lawn care company or explain to the lawn care company that this needs different care. And that's one of the issues. Yeah. Because, you know, when St. Augustine needs nitrogen in the 20s, and then you're talking about Zoysia only need nitrogen in the 5 numbers. And it can go on just mill organite, low amount of fertilizer. It wants a low amount of fertilizer. The more fertilizer you put on it, the more difficult it is. You're going to make it more prone to disease.
Well, let's talk about the ability to find companies like yours, because Anita's and I's experience, when we're trying to get homes ready to sell, the biggest challenge that we have is that you can never find a company to come out and just tell me what I need to fix up this house. I don't want to buy a year long. I don't need that. Right. And my experience has been is that everybody wants a landscaping company, but I just want you to fix it up. I can't find those companies.
Well,
do you do that kind of work?
Yeah, we do. We do. Our main thing on lawn care is lawn restoration. When people are having difficulties with their lawn, if they have like unusual diseases, like take all root rot, soil pathogens.
That's all great. I just want to get it. We sell time. Hey, let's put some lipstick on the pig.
Yeah,
and get it looking good and make it great. I can't.
Absolutely,
it is challenging to find those companies because
it's costly. The main thing is if you're paying $60 every application once a month, and you want your lawn to transition from, you know, in 30 days, you're going to need a lot of attention. You know, so it's going to be a lot more money, but you can. There's got to be a company. We do it. They can say, "Hey, listen, I'm putting my house up for sale in 30 days. I want my grass looking good." It's going to be 4 to 5, visits.
We may not even have 30 days. Sometimes we get the listing and they go, "Hey, what do we need to do? You need to fix your lawn right now. I need the bushes trimmed. I need this done. I need this taken care of." It's difficult to find a company come in and go, "Okay, we can do it for X amount of dollars." My experience has been they want to sell me a year-long program. No, I just need it done.
No,
now.
We there's companies that do it. We do it. We definitely do it. You know, we have
okay, great.
Guy calls us and he says, "Hey, I need this done, bushes trimmed down." Long as we can't get there tomorrow. We have to put it on the schedule. But we definitely do fix lawns. I can.
Yeah, and I think too. With my customers, I don't put my homes on the market right away.
Yeah.
I prep them.
Right.
So
there's a rule I have. If the grass ain't right, nothing's right.
It usually
right.
takes me a good 3 weeks before I put my homes on the market.
If the grass is not looking nice. I had a client hired me. He says, "I've been trying to sell this house." He ended up selling the house to somebody who looked at the house and rejected the house. Because the lawn was terrible, the trees were overgrown.
But we absolutely agree that the lawn is like she's like Anita gave you the example of. She bought the house because the lawn looked good.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make sure that our homeowners and our listeners know that there are companies out there. Should you be wanting to sell your home, there are companies that come out and can just do that thing where we put that lipstick on and we cut the bushes and you come in and do that and make it look great
and trim and
make it look fantastic at a reasonable price and not $1,200.
Oh, yeah, well.
And sometimes,
just
too.
Just depends on how big the property is.
Well, correct.
Yeah. Right, and sometimes, as well, you get, I forgot what my thought was. There you go. It just escaped me. But a lot of times, it takes just simple stuff.
So simple stuff.
You can get a handyman sometimes to clean up the yard and stuff. A lot of handyman out there will go ahead and clean up, and cut down.
They can, but I'd love to get a company like Larry because he will have that in-depth knowledge that I can share with my homeowners.
Sure.
Here's what you need to be thinking about. Here's where we need to be. And I want my homeowners to present their property in the best light possible. I'll use handyman, but if I need to know how to do the fix the yard, I want to make sure that's something I can provide as well too on a go-forward basis. So that's a great resource for all of our future home sellers and homeowners.
Yeah. It's
a great resource.
We can sell your house for a lot more if it looks good inside and out. So, and that's what we try to do. We try to get you as much money back in your pocket as possible. Let's call in and ask Larry some questions. 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. We're talking landscaping and curb appeal here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. And Larry, you can always find Larry at larrysgarden.com. Right, AJ?
That's exactly right. Larry's the man. He has a lot of insights. He's very popular in the area because he knows his stuff, just like you do, Anita. It's a little warm in the studio there, though. All right, so give us a call, 904-831-0600, 831-0600. We'll be right back in a flash.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Chief Justice John Roberts has responded to statements made by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer this morning outside the Supreme Court. Schumer said, quote, "I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch, you have unleashed a whirlwind and you will pay the price." Schumer said this at a rally for a pro-abortion group outside the court. "You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions," unquote. Roberts called the remarks dangerous. He said, quote, "Threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous." Roberts also said all members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 1,173 points to 27,090. The NASDAQ rose 334. The S&P 500 advanced 126. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A plan is in place to protect students and teachers in Duval County from the coronavirus. School district officials yesterday revealed their strategy for preventing a possible spread of the illness. That strategy includes sanitizing all classrooms, starting today making hand sanitizers widely available, and checking to see if anyone or their family members may have recently traveled to a high-risk region. State lawmakers likely will need extra time to hammer out the state budget for the next fiscal year. That means the legislative session will last beyond its scheduled 60 days, and that's okay with the governor.
I'd rather have a good deal and do it, you know, a few days later, or even you can even bring people back potentially, than try to force things under an artificial timeline.
The House and Senate have yet to agree on budget items ranging from education and health care to criminal justice. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You're seeing some major delays because of a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound just before 103rd Street blocking the right lane. Also, there's an accident on the East Beltway on 295 southbound near Gate Parkway and a multi-vehicle accident 295 southbound at Atlantic Boulevard blocking the left lane. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 60. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms and breezy with a high 78.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
There's a lot of basketball ahead, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings. Specials like 100 jumbo shrimp for just $34.99, plus the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, and more. The new classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z the Founder.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. I am glad to be here today, and I've got David Youngblood in the house.
Youngblood!
And I have Larry O'Neill from larrysgarden.com. And we're talking about curb appeal and what we can do. We're springing forward this week, and I know a lot of people are going to be out in their yards this weekend getting it all prepped for springtime and for summer. And so what do we do? How do we prep this? How do we get started? Sure. What are some of the best type of flowers to be planting this time a year?
But for the bang for the most, you know, square foot of color, let's say you take a plant and how much volume of flowers it can put out, the petunias are, you know, there's hard to beat them. And they're long-lasting, and they'll last up until the first amount of humidity. And they're really floriferous. I mean, they're going to put out a lot of flowers. And if you could take, before you're planting, tease the roots a little bit, plug in your plant, puts a little bit of fish emulsion, a little bit of Miracle-Gro rose fertilizer. Those are the key elements. And maybe another following up in the application, maybe a couple of weeks later, you're going to get a lot of color. And they've done a lot of work on petunias. You know, they're getting more and more heat resistant. They grow great in California.
They do.
They do. And they put out a lot of color.
I used to plant those all the time.
And a lot of color. And now they have been working on them. A lot of the universities in the southeast have been producing new hybrids that can very much heat tolerant. They'll last up to June. And if you plant them, tease the roots, fertilize them, a slight cutback middle of the season, you're going to have all the way to June, and they're going to look gorgeous. You know, they come in a huge range of colors, pinks, purples, whites. You know, even I've seen some in chartreuse green, which are
great. Wow.
Yeah, they're then you blend that chartreuse green with a little bit of purple.
That's
a great color combination.
But we should do the appropriate soil prep, though, correct?
Yeah, soil prep is always – there's nothing that – you know, I've been ahead of like a 300-something rose garden for 10 years, and, you know, I've done millions of dollars of landscaping and try to figure out which way to, you know, prepare the soil, but, you know, or how, what to do to make it – you know, better for the plant. Soil preparation is number one. I read an article by by a farmer that he produced the record amount of bushels of corn in beyond their expectation, scientific expectation, what a plant could produce. And he did it on soil prep. Soil prep, not an excessive amount of fertilizer, but producing the right environment for the right plant, pH, all those things. If you check the pH of your grass, you know, making sure the grass has a proper pH, whatever variety you're growing, making sure you have put some organic elements on it because we're in that sandy soil. And sand, if you looked at sand under the microscope, sand is like a boulder and clay is like a very small piece of sand. It's the small pieces of organic material that hold the water. You want to make sure you do that on your grass to make sure it gets good. But you prep the soil on all your plants. It's worth the while planting roses, planting your shrubs, a little fertilizer, a little organics. It really goes a long, long way. In fact, you know, if I'm making a landscape that we made an acre flower garden. So it was a huge garden, thousands and thousands of perennials. But
wow.
What we did, we trucked in dirt. We trucked in semis loads of dirt. And we put this, that's how much I was believing that this, we had to have good management of the soil in order, you know, because it's such a large project,
sure,
you can't have any remedial areas, you know.
So what's the best type of, for over the counter, you know, for the basic person like myself that is just trying to spruce up a little bit and I'm going to grow, plant a few flowers.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm going down to Home Depot or Lowe's or Ace.
Right. Compost is your best bet right there. This is, you know, Black Cow is a good brand, a reliable brand. It's a little expensive, but it's definitely well worth it. Compost is, you know, the organic elements. The mill organite is another great, long-lasting, builds the soil builders. Because basically, when you look at the soil, you got to look at it. It's a growing environment, and you want to make sure the growing environment, when it gets a fertilizer, everything, the machine is working well. It's like, you know, how would you say it? If you're putting the right gas in the right car that's tuned up, you know, it's going to run. When it's tuned, the car is going to tune. It's going to run better. It's going to run, use less fuel. It's going to be more efficient. So when the soil is more balanced, you know, the right pH, it absorbs more. You have to put less nutrients in. So, you know, it's a less cost. And your general health of your plants is going to be much better.
So besides petunias, though, What are some other types of things that, we can go out either to a local landscaper and purchase these things and help our homeowners who are looking to sell their houses give that color to their house?
The real bang is going to be the petunias, lantana is a great color element. Alyssum is another great color plant.
To just take Larry with me.
Well, that would be helpful, but for our listeners, we can't
I know.
Alyssum in the shade, begonias are very,
I was going to ask about begonias.
Begonias, yeah. There's a lot of begonias out there nowadays that are, sun tolerant, and they do well in the shade. And this is the ideal time. If you can't grow grass now, then you can't ever grow grass. It's the perfect climate, 75 to 80 degrees. It's low humidity. It's, it's not drying. It's not dry. It's a perfect, ideal time to get your grass started. And how you get it started now is the time to take action. How you get it started now is going to determine how it's going to look at the end of summer. Because when I have a rose garden 300 strong for 10 years, I knew that my opportune time was in February. That's when I had to put my fertilizer. That's when I had to put my organics down, my fish emulsion. And when I have everything down in February, it's going to look beautiful all the way. But if I try to intervene in April and trying to change the conditions, I'm not going to get the same result. So this is the time to really go out and get it done.
Well, I know I'm going to be out there.
Yeah. Okay, I motivate you.
Yes, you have.
I'd already planned to be out this weekend doing that stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, because I really want my yard to look good.
Yeah.
And I've only lived in my home. It's been about 8 months now. And
get some containers. The containers are, if you're reluctant to have a lot of flowers and maintenance, a container, a good size container, what I'm talking about with the top that's 24 to 36 inches in diameter, that is a very simple thing to take care of. Two of those can equal, because it's elevated, you got a good angle on it, and it's elevated, and it's going to produce about an interest, it's going to produce almost the same effect as a small flower bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a phone call for you, Larry. We got Cheryl on the line.
Hi, Larry. I'm hoping you can help.
Sure.
We bought our home a few years ago and inherited a lawn disaster. We tried to have it come back, but it didn't. So last season, we went ahead and put, and yes, it was St. Augustine grass, completely down, spent, a ton of money. And then we went away on a 6-week trip, and then it just became a disaster when we got home because of the flooding that happened last June.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost so much of it. Now it's starting to come back, but I'm concerned, we raked out the, dead stuff and the leaves and everything. So it's starting to come back, but I'm wondering now, with it starting to come back, is there anything special we should do that's different in the way of fertilizing? Because is it more tender? Because it went through all that stress? What do you recommend?
Well, first of all, when you replace your grass whenever you're doing a grass replacement, there's a reason grass dies. In not to say that this could be your case, but I've replaced thousands of lawns, unfortunately, and oftentimes there's something wrong with the grass. A disease could be a pathogen in the grass, but in the soil. So I would examine the roots of the grass. I would go out in the margin, that was where it's half live, where you have good thick grass in the dead area, and pull up a stolon of St. Augustine, and that's the runner. And then I would look at the roots. If the roots on the older portion of the grass, not the terminal growth end, but are darkened and black, that would mean that you have a root pathogen. And then if the roots, another indicator would be if the terminal end has white roots, that's definitely going to be a root pathogen. Looking at the stolon, you're going to see necrotic areas, which are going to be about the size of a pencil lead, and they're going to be dark brown. Look for those things first. If you don't have those things, then you're out of the woods. But if your grass is, say, 50%, it can be recovered. St. Augustine can be recovered if it's 50%. If you follow cultural practice, start with the fertilizer, and then watching the amount of water you put on, and this put in on many applications, but half or a quarter of the rate. See, a lot of times when you buy fertilizer, you have to look what you pay. Okay, there's that music. They're winding. They're giving me the finger.
You were on a roll. I didn't even think you took a breath at all. You just kept going.
Don't ask me about gardening then.
I love it. I love it. We're going to talk more about that, Cheryl. So stay tuned and continue listening in, because we're going to talk about that. And Cheryl, do you have a lot of trees in the front?
I do. That's
okay.
That could be it.
That could be it. So we're going to talk about that when we come back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. And
are you having some hot lists today?
Yeah, a little hot.
A little hot. Okay.
Yes, so we are definitely going to talk.
Hang around. It's getting hotter. All right, here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Do you have some more calls? We'd love to hear from you. 904-831-0600. Have some questions for Larry. He'd be glad to answer it. All right, here. Talk Radio WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have a phone call. We have Wally in the house. Wally.
I'm here on the Buckman Bridge. Traffic is really slow. There's a lot of sod blocking traffic, and I wanted to ask Larry.
Do you see Larry's garden on the trucks?
If I recover this sod off of the Buckman Bridge, what's the best way to replant that in my own yard and save a little money?
Yeah, I mean, you could resod your lawn with the sod you picked on the Buckman Bridge. Just it's a little hazardous to your health jumping between the lanes, you know what I mean? You have to have traffic cooperation. You need to wait till you get a slowdown.
Yeah, I got my blinkers on. I got my flashers on.
I know you love your blinkers. I know you love your blinkers.
Well, how you doing, Wally?
I'm doing quite well. You know, I truly am in traffic on the Buckman Bridge, and I heard this familiar voice. It's really interesting. Sitting next to Larry for about a dozen years in person, he's got a deep voice, but it comes across kind of squeaky on the radio. It's
oh, really? I need to work on that. I need to eat more oysters, I guess.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for calling in, Wally.
Have a great day. See y'all soon.
Yes.
Nice for the extra traffic report. That was good.
Yes, yes. There we go. We got a traffic report from Wally Conway. We love Wally Conway.
A real-time update.
From Home Pro Inspections, of course. And getting back to Cheryl, I think Cheryl has a lot of trees, and I know for a fact that St. Augustine doesn't do well with a lot of trees.
Well, St. Augustine is a shade-tolerant grass. So, I mean, if you can, this is how I try to tell people to discern which is the best way to do this, is by if you walk into the shade area, and if you can sharply see your shadow, that's enough light. But if you can't see your shadow very vaguely, then you're not getting enough light. But that's the best way to judge it.
I think she should be fine.
Yeah, if you're getting 3 to 4 hours and you got a shade tolerant St. Augustine, which there's many varieties out there, and you can grow grass there.
Well, it's like she mentioned, she had that those heavy rains, and it might have been because of the hurricane or whatever tropical storm we had, but it flooded her front area, and then of course the grass looked like it was dead.
Right.
So it's slowly coming back. Is there anything else she can do? She should look at the root.
Look at the
root.
That's
pretty simple.
And apply. I would say first of all, I saw a couple applications of Moil Organite and then some fertilizer. And then first, before you do that, look at the roots.
But we talked about it during the break. She can send you a picture.
Yeah, she can send me a picture.
Pull up a grass, send you a picture, and get a more knowledge based
host understanding. Larry's Garden at gmail.com. That will you can send a picture live to that host. HOST of Larry's Garden at gmail.com.
And that would be so much better than her trying to figure it out and just going, you need to do this.
Right.
Correct. And I also want to say that you can find Larry O'Neill on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can probably Google. You can on YouTube. A search on his name or on Larry's Garden.
Right.
And he's got different segments YouTube.
I think I do have a segment on YouTube on how to identify takeoff root rot in a lawn.
So I wanted to chat about not just flowering plants, but other types of shrubbery that do very well in our environment here that are great for curb appeal, not just ligustrums or azaleas or things like that, but what are some things that we can temporarily put in that really will bolster up that look and depth of field that we want to get, whether it's lining a driveway, lining a walkway, what are some types of things that you recommend that our homeowners, our home sellers and buyers can do quickly to make that house look great?
Well, I love the plant Walter's viburnum. I mean, it's getting more and more popular now, but it's a good plant. It's a native plant. Some of the cultivars like Mrs. Schiller's are compact, slow growing. They're disease resistant, flexible. The main word is flexible. Like, why does ligustrum get planted so much more than other plants? Because it's flexible. It can take shade. It can take abuse. It has a unique ability to tolerate any kind of soil. Well, Walter's viburnum has all that too. And plus, it has a beautiful flower, but it doesn't suffer from any of the other problems ligustrum has, which is fungal leaf spot, dieback.
Does it survive during the summer?
Oh, yeah. It's a native plant.
Okay.
It's a native. You can walk around the woods and find them, but it's a cultivar, meaning it's selected for a particular genetic trait, being it's short, compact, and very floriferous, or lots of flowers. It's a beautiful
and azaleas are so just gajillions of them.
Right.
And I always call them like the second chance plant. Like, yeah, you always get a second chance with azaleas because no matter you can't hurt them, you can't kill them.
That's
they come back.
That's exactly. True. And how does bougainvillea do here?
Bougainvillea, it goes. I love bougainvillea. It's a great plant in the full sun.
But it's potted, mostly a potted plant, though.
And it grows well in containers because it likes to be in a cramped area. So, bougainvillea. Yeah, it comes from the island of bougainvillea, named after the French admiral bougainvillea.
You know what I like about it is it's great against a fence when you have a walkway behind there,
right.
Or you back up to a street,
except because for the thorns.
Well, that's why you want it back on your fence, because you don't want people climbing your fence.
That is correct.
You know, there's a lot of beautiful plants that have some thorns. You know,
it's a great deterrent.
It's right.
People aren't going to climb your fence with.
If I was doing it, and I would do this is what I would do. If I had a beautiful, a fence or a fence that wasn't looking that good, and I wanted to cover it up, I would get a burgundy or red bougainvillea because they recover quickly, they grow fast, they're not shy about flowering. Some of the pinks and some of the whites are kind of shy flowers, but I put that in a full sun, put it up against a fence, and as the canes or the branches get up, rise up, I would bend them over and tie them to the fence because the terminal ends are where they're going to produce the flowers. And so when you put a branch on its side, it's going to produce lateral growth. And those are going to produce one branch with one flower. Now it's going to have 20 terminal ends. It's going to really, it's going to look absolutely gorgeous.
Very moldable. Very moldable.
Yes. And it's bougainvillea, it will flower, if we have the right weather, the right situation, it will flower all season long, covered with beautiful color, very easy, tolerant, and no bugs. Burgundies.
What are some types of potted plants? Like, I know if we have staircases going up, I love that look on homes it just looks manicured.
You know what I like is the two potted plants on by the garage, on each side of the garage.
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful, cobalt blue.
Yeah.
Pot and a bunch of nice, colorful flowers.
But again, whether you're looking at like a sawgrass or a seagrass or anything that are tall and skinny and then blooming, what are some types of other stuff that we can use?
I used to have a job making containers for companies, but
it's a great housewarming gift too.
Right.
Absolutely.
The main thing is that you want to put good soil in, you want to put good fertilizer in, and you want to pack in a lot of different textures. You know, when you want to have height, you want to have texture. So if you put a broadleaf plant in there like crocus, and then you want to put some grass in there, then you want to put some color in there. You want to then you also want to come up with a color theme. To really amplify any type of look, when we do landscape, we decide on what the color theme is going to be. Landscape is a color theme. What you're doing with landscaping is you're painting a picture, but you're using plants as your material.
Exactly.
And you got different lighting and shadows.
Okay. Well, Larry O'Neill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
And you can find Larry on YouTube at Larry O'Neill or larrysgarden.com. And he can also be reached at 904-346-1970. That's 346-1970.
Here I was born.
And
now we know.
Yeah, and he's lying right now. I love it. But thank you so much, Larry. And, of course, you could always, always find me, Anita Hiles, here at Rapid Fire Real Estate and at Realty Executive Oceanside. And my number is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. I would love to list your home, and I would love to get it prepped for you. I do all the work, and you just have to sit back and watch me do my thing.
All right.
Oh, where'd that come from?
And if you're looking for a house, David Youngblood and myself can help you with that.
Very much so.
Just give us a call at 290-1552. I've got all kinds of properties for you. We can even help you with new construction.
That's great. And I think we found out today with Larry here that the outside of your home in Florida is just as important as the inside.
It is. It's so important because people buy homes at the curb.
Super important.
And this is the time to get ready for that dollar weed.
Man.
Yes.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it.